Golden Knights having great success so far this year. Does that put any pressure on you guys to succeed in this
game? Who are the Golden Knights? only pressure is that the sniping of people saying you got to do as good as them.
It's just good. Vegas is treating us well, and I think the record doesn't show how hard that we work, and it's tough in that way, but it's good for us in the inner circle to understand what we have going on in Vegas, and if we just continue to trust and believe in each other, the sky's the limit for this team, and I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Our expectations maybe at the start of the season were a little unrealistic.
Man, we're not even worried about the playoffs right now. What we do is we take it week by week. We gotta worry about next week. You start looking ahead and you start looking over people, you might not even make it. So
that being said, to me, Urban Meyer is one of the lowest pieces of garbage there is on this earth.
You are tuned in to Straight Bet Sports live on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network.
That's right, man. Wednesday night, just past 9 p.m. You're tuning in to Straight Bet Sports live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. I am your host, Jose V. Quan 5'9", EMB up in the studio, doing what we do every single Wednesday night. We appreciate you guys giving us a bit of your time tonight. I know it's late for some of the people watching on the East Coast, all of our Twitter people, man. We greatly appreciate you guys. Even though it's late, you're staying up with us. Ian, I know you got to go to work soon, as you do every single Wednesday, my guy. Yep. You rested? You ready? Are you okay for tonight's show?
I am ready.
Because you were telling me outside that you got a fire show tonight, man.
You said
you
got
some fireworks in you tonight. You said you're ready to fight for some reason. I'm like, you're not going to fight me, right?
Yeah. I don't know where the energy is coming from, but I got it tonight, so we're going to go.
But that's good, man. We need you to bring the energy, and everybody out there on social media, we need you to bring the energy as well. If you are chimed in and you are tuned in tonight, we are coming to you live on all Gorilla Cross radio platforms. So do me a favor. If you're on Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook, look up Gorilla Cross. We're on there. Share the page, share the feed, share the video. Let everyone know what you're watching tonight. Now, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the YouTube page here, obviously, because I want to make sure I can get to the comments, because I've been told that we have sometimes there's comments and I'm not looking at them. So I got to make sure I can bring them all up here. So while we do that, do me a favor, guys, drop that like, drop that share, drop a comment. We'll go from there. If you want to give us a call later on, first half of the show, we're going to have a guest. So we're going to respect that. We're not going to take any phone calls. But after that, 702-608-3259 is the number if you want to go ahead and give us a call. But before we chime in and let everyone know who our guest is, because we got a great guest tonight, right? It's college basketball season. March Madness is here. The final game is up on the board. I believe it's over. I'm not sure if Notre Dame pulled it off. It looks like they probably did, beating Rutgers tonight. So we have our field set, right? But we also have the women's field that's already set as well. And that's going to start here in a few days, which we're so excited for our guest tonight. We're not going to tell you just yet, but if you saw the flyer, if you saw the post, you already know who it is. You already know what it is. You already know what's going down tonight. But let's let everyone know who our sponsor is. Obviously, before we kick off the show, we got to do that right at the top of the hour here. It's Joshua LaFon, of course. Joshua, we appreciate you.
We are brought to you by Joshua LaFon with Simply Vegas Real Estate, a realtor here to help educate current and future Las Vegas locals on selling and investing in real estate. You're probably asking yourself, educate. Yes, there's a surprising amount of adults that when it comes to real estate, don't know the right questions to ask, don't know where to start, and think they need a lot of cash to buy a house in Nevada, which simply isn't true. So Josh has decided to make it his responsibility to teach his clients what they need to know, and equally important, what they need to ask to help ensure making their homeownership dreams a true reality. So make sure you call or text Joshua LaFon today at 702-813-0533. This has been another paid advertisement from Joshua LaFon with Simply Vegas Real Estate. Make sure you give him a call, 702-813-0533.
That's right, man. Joshua LaFon bringing us here live every single Wednesday night on Gorilla Cross Radio, our main sponsor here for Straight Bet Sports. We greatly appreciate him. Make sure you hit him up. Looking to buy a home, refinance, or you want to flip a house and make some money, hit him up. Trust me, Josh is the guy to call. You will not be disappointed. But Ian, let's jump right into it, man. I'm excited. Return guest. It's not the first time we've had her on the show, so we're excited to have her on the show. Again, March Madness is in the air. Notre Dame just pulled it off, and they beat Rutgers. A lot of us had Rutgers tonight if we were betting it. We know that. But enough with the betting talk, because we're not going to talk betting with her. We're just going to talk about what she did this year and what she has accomplished in just her second season here at UNLV. She is none other than UNLV Lady Rebels head basketball coach, Lindy LaRock. Lindy, I know it's past your bedtime. You already gave me a little bit before the show, but we appreciate you staying up late with us. How's your evening going out there so far?
Well, you know, it's not me if I don't give you a hard time. So, you know, I'm excited. I don't know if I've got as much juice as Ian does, but I'll try to bring it for you tonight.
Hey, Lindy, again, man, I know you always give me a rough time, but it's always love. It's fun. And that's what I like about you, that you've always been so awesome with the media and just everyone in general in the city. Now, I'm excited. I told you before the show started, I'm excited with everything that you've done with this team, how quick you've turned it around, and you've done so much in just your second year, as where other coaches haven't been able to accomplish as much. First of all, congratulations on the outright title, the tournament title, and your first appearance in 20 years into the big dance. How excited are you and how are you feeling right now leading up into this game coming into with against Arizona?
Well, I'm super excited. Honestly, I was just a little bit stressed because I got to figure out what I'm going to wear for the game because we're leaving tomorrow and I was packing. But, you know, overall, just so excited for our team to be able to share this experience with them. We put in a lot of hard work and time and just a lot. And so, you know, this is why you do it. You know, and for most everyone, it's their first time going to the NCAA tournament, obviously our players, but most of our staff too. So I'm just excited to continue to see their faces. They're so happy and it makes me happy.
Now, Lindy, you went to four straight final four appearances. So how does that differ from being the head coach of a team going into the NCAA women's side? And also, how are you keeping your staff and your players calm going into this process? Because, like you said, even your staff, not a lot of experience here in the tournament.
Yeah, you know, as a player, I think obviously I was able to go really far in the tournament, to make the tournament, first of all, and then to play in those final fours. You know, as a kid, you don't really know any different. You're just along for the ride and you think, oh, everyone has this experience. And so it's obviously my years since then where I've really realized, wow, like that was really cool. And not everyone gets to make the tournament, let alone have those experiences. And so I think the first thing that I'm just trying to do with our group is to really let that sit in and, you know, make sure they have an appreciation and a gratitude for just being able to practice. You know, a lot of young women play basketball for a lot of years and never get to play in the tournament. And so, you know, just trying to keep them in the moment and be present. But what's exciting about our young group is, like, you know, I think they're really excited, but they also like don't care because we have a game to play and we want to win. And so I'm like, okay, you know, we're going to prepare. But, you know, once we travel tomorrow and they kind of see, you know, maybe some of the send off and the crowds there and stuff, you know, I think some different feelings will set in for them, but it's really awesome. And, you know, I think I'm thankful for my experience, like you said, so I can kind of help navigate the waters and just keep people calm. And more than anything, make sure we stay organized, you know, and we're on time and on location and doing what we need to do.
UNLV Lady Rebels head basketball coach Lindy Rulak joining us here on Straight Bet Sports. Lindy, you know this person as well, Ms. Ball and D. You've been on her show. She chimes in on Facebook, so I want to give her props there. She says, Coach Lindy Rulak is dope. She has done an amazing job with the program. It's very exciting time for the Lady Rebels basketball. I totally agree with that. You talked about some of your players too, Lindy, and I didn't get to go to the championship game. I wanted to get there. I couldn't make it. Had some other stuff that I had to take care of, but I was there to the previous game that you guys played, and you talked about it in the post-game conference, how you're showing that Las Vegas has talent here. And not only are you bringing the Lady Rebels back on the map, you're showing that there's a lot of talent here that needs to be tapped into that's not being shown. You talked about your players. You talked about the team that you have, the veterans, the leadership, right? How important is it for you to not only show everyone how good UNLV can be, but like you said it, we have all this talent in our own backyard. How important is that for you to throw that out there and let everyone know this?
Right. Well, you know, I think we're really thankful to have just a really good mix of our talented players and personalities. You know, I think there's been a lot of really good talent in town for a long time. And there takes some diligence and work to make sure people go to the right programs that fit them. And so I think our staff has done an incredible job of finding the right pieces for us. And the fact that they are from Las Vegas makes them even better for us too, because they're just, they love it. You know, they love wearing UNLV Lady Rebels across their chest. They carry the pride with this, of the city with them. And they really, you know, want to show out for them. So whether it's, you know, Desiree Young being Mountain West Player of the Year to Essence Booker being conference tournament MVP. I mean, those are two, you know, Las Vegas born kids that are doing something special for us.
A little more about the talent. You mentioned Essence, right? She's your guard. She's the one that leads your offense. I asked you about this and that, and after that game as well. Talk about Kiara Jackson, right? I believe that's her name. Talk about her being a freshman and the way that she's played behind Essence and coming off the bench. I mean, I've watched her play in this tournament, and it was fun to watch her. Can you talk a little bit about her and how excited you are for her in general and how big she's been for you guys as well?
Well, just so excited for her, Kiara. She just, she's just continuing to blossom and, you know, kind of be comfortable in who she is and what we need her to do. And she's playing so well at the right time. You know, she's a freshman, but we joke all the time, she's not a freshman anymore. You know, you've had almost a whole season under your belt, and she really is playing like a sophomore. And whether it's Essence out there that she's learning from or them playing side by side together, her ability to play the point guard, to handle the ball, also be, you know, aggressive to the basket. I'm really excited. And, you know, a young player that goes to show kind of the future of what Lady Rebel basketball is going to be about.
Gotcha. Lindy, so this is your second year coaching Lady Rebels. What expectations did you have coming into this year, coming off of last year? And were they met in your eyes, and, or did they exceed your expectations? And how do you feel going into this tournament?
Well, our expectations are to compete for championships, and, you know, the regular season, the tournament championship. You know, I think we all, you know, maybe that's just me having such high standards and expectation, but that's what we expect. That's what we work for. And we don't talk about it much, but we put in a lot of work for it. And so they feel it. You know, it's, do we have championship effort today? You know, do we have championship energy today? Are you, you know, drinking championship water? You know, everything is championship, you know, throughout the course of the season. And so, you know, I haven't quite thought about it in that ways, but were our expectations met? I mean, to get where we are, I think I'm really excited and, you know, happy with how our season's gone. But now that we have more games in front of us, you know, there's a huge part of me is like, no, I'm not satisfied. We have more games to win. You know, but I don't want that to take away from the special season that we've had so far.
So obviously going into a big game like this, it being the first game for you guys back into the tournament in 20 years, people are going to look at the ins and outs of everything, right? They're going to dissect every single part of it, what seeding you are, what the record is for these seedings, if there's any more storylines around this. So obviously, if you're following this, you guys are the 13th seed, right? Overall, the 13th seed is 7-101 all time in the first round versus a number 4 seed. So first question, does that factor in your mind whatsoever when you're getting your girls ready for this game? And then the other storyline, obviously the Thomas sisters, right? One playing for Arizona, one playing for you guys. Do you guys focus on that at all whatsoever? Or it's just, it's back to business. It's another game that we have to focus on, and we got to get ready for the task at hand, no matter what the scenarios are around it.
Well, I think first off on the storylines, obviously Jade and Sam, the Thomas sisters, but there's a lot of other, you know, storylines in there too. One of our freshmen is from Tucson. One of our assistant coaches is from Tucson. Kayla Rooks, our graduate transfer senior, her dad, Sean Rooks, is a Hall of Fame player from Arizona, you know, who tragically passed away several years ago.
I met him here in Vegas. Yeah. I have a picture with him that I post every year. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. It's crazy you brought that up, but go ahead, Lindy. I'm sorry about that.
So we have a lot of good storylines. I mean, you know, my father actually played college ball for Lute Olson, you know, and so I grew up going to Arizona games as a kid. And so I've probably watched, you know, just as many men's basketball games in McHale Center as I've done in the Thomas and Mack. And that's a ton. And so, you know, there's a lot of really good storylines. You know, we aren't trying to make any one story bigger than the other. If anything, I think it gives our players, our staff, a lot of passion and pride to play for. Because it's not, you know, it isn't just a game, although it is. You know, there's a lot kind of attached to it. And then, you know, I going into the tournament, we knew we were going to be the underdog. I mean, we knew that. Do I love being a 13 seed? You know, no, it would be nice to be a 12 playing a 5 on a neutral court. But, you know, as we prepare, I mean, I'm as confident in our game and our game plan and our group in this game as I have been any other game. And maybe I'm just, you know, still riding the championship high. I don't know. But, you know, Arizona, don't, you know, take anything away from them. They're a very, very good team in the national championship last year. But I look at their game film. I know what we're capable of. And I'm like, why not us? You know, yeah. I mean, I think it's a pretty good matchup for us. Honestly, I don't hate it at all.
So, Lindy, what do you think changed from last year to this year? Because I went to more games last year physically to watch them in attendance. I saw more on TV this year, wasn't able to attend that many, but it just seemed like every time you guys were out there, like it was them against you guys. Like you guys were just like, it seemed like it was just easy for you guys to go out there. Like the game just seemed a lot more comfortable for the way you guys were playing. Like what was the difference this season that you looked at overall compared to last season that just switched everything around?
Well, we did some really, you know, great work in recruiting with 5 freshmen and 3 transfers, you know, so our roster looks significantly different than it did last year. And with that comes players that we have chosen that we know their skill set fits what we really want to do. And I loved our team last year, but, you know, I got hired right before the pandemic. They couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't go anywhere, you know, and so we really like just kind of rode with who we had and made it work. You know, so I think just some different skill sets that we were able to put together on our roster, I think really helped. And then just, you know, time, because we had so many new people, it just took a certain amount of time to just kind of get collected and really learn about each other and get connected on the court and know what we want to do. But I think you're seeing, you know, the talent of our team really shine through. Through the offense that we're running, the style of play. And that's what's, I guess, maybe made it look easier this year, because we're not asking people to do anything that they're not capable of. And then they're just having the confidence to go out there and do it together.
Now, you said that you recruited a bunch of freshmen, younger players coming in. I've noticed that you guys seem to have a lot of more fun. It seems like everyone's having a lot of fun with each other. They're playing with each other. They were pouring water on you in the locker room after a big win. So it seems like the camaraderie there is very strong. Is that the culture that you have been aiming to build? And would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. I mean, I think our culture is everything, and our success on the court wouldn't be what it has been or may not exist if we didn't have the camaraderie and the chemistry and the sisterhood off the court, because really, you know, that's where it starts. Like, you know, if you not everyone has to be best friends. They don't all have to go out to dinner every night with each other. But when you're playing a team sport, you have to have a synergy of where you enjoy being around each other and that you're willing to work hard, not just for yourself, but for the person next to you. And whether that's in practice and our starting 5 or people that play spot minutes, I mean, the investment and the buy-in and commitment to do anything that we're asking them is 110%, 110% of the time, which that's what it makes, you know, team special. And I think that's why we've been able to do what we've done, because from top to bottom, obviously Desi Essence, they get the, you know, the spotlight, but it's more often than not the ones that aren't in the spotlight that can even have a bigger impact, positive or negative. And we're really thankful that we just have great young women that love basketball, that love working hard and practicing and being around each other and staying ready, because we've had different players, whether it's injury or foul trouble, we've had different players step up in games and really win us games that may not be, you know, starters or, you know, playing a ton of minutes every single game.
UNLV Lady Rebels head basketball coach Lindy LaRock joining us here on Straight Bet Sports. Lindy, I'm going to ask you 2 more questions and then I'll let you get going, so I'll let you get your rest because I know you guys have a big send-off tomorrow. But we already talked about the fact that you've been in the big dance as a player, right? Now you're a head coach and it's only your second year and you're there. How is the preparation for you leading up into this game against Arizona? And what's the overall just energy and atmosphere right now with your team?
Well, you know, really, we've had a long time between games. You know, our championship was on Wednesday and we're not playing until, you know, Saturday. So it's already been a week since our last game, which is a long time when during the season you're playing two, maybe three games a week. So we've kind of just stick to our normal routine and we've had a couple off days. We came back to practice a couple days. Then we had another off day yesterday. And then we really, you know, sunk our teeth in and got to work today on scouting, focusing on Arizona, and prepping for our game plan for that. So, you know, for me as a head coach, I think, you know, obviously I think I set the tone for how the team's going to approach the game and how we're going to approach just, you know, scouting and prepping for the game. And my approach is it's the same thing that we've done all year. We're not, you know, we're not going to spend any more or less time than we normally would. Yes, it's a big game, but, you know, we're going to go out to dinner when we get there and, you know, we're not going to like lock you down in the hotel because we haven't done that all year, you know? And so just trying to keep things normal and the same and just our routine. I think, you know, I think we have some good routines with our team again, which has helped, you know, just alleviate some different distractions and maybe stressors because they know what's coming next. And so that's how we're approaching it. And then, you know, once we get in the gym and there's a lot of people there, I'm sure there'll be different butterflies and things. But once the jump ball goes up, it's just another basketball game.
So, Lindy, I'm going to ask you one question that was DM'd to me by someone that is watching on social media. They basically said, normally when coaches take their first job, when something bigger comes along, they leave. Is this a job that you feel you want to create something before any of that is talked about?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, more than anything, everyone knows my personal tie and connection to Las Vegas outside of our university. And so I'm committed to that. I'm committed to our university, our athletic department, our AD. And I think they have a great point. I'm interested in building something, you know, not just like being, you know, fleeting to the next shiny penny, you know. And so I'm really excited about what we have going. I love our players. I love the recruits that we have coming in. We have a great staff and I'm, you know, going to do my best to kind of keep all of them. And, you know, if that works out, but I'm committed to UNLV, you know, not just from a professional standpoint, but personal. And I think hopefully that is just as meaningful.
Lindy, we appreciate you taking that final question. Yeah. Fan question. Thank you so much
for coming on the show.
And thank you for coming on the show. Once again, number 13 seed UNLV faces number 4 seed Arizona at the McCall Center in Tucson. The game will be televised live on ESPN2 Saturday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Lindy, we greatly appreciate your time. Best of luck to you moving forward into this tournament. We hope to see you go deep as possible. Hopefully you win it all. We're going to throw it out there for you. But what you've done this season, amazing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, hands down.
You should Thank be you. Proud, absolutely.
Props to you. Keep it going. Keep it going. Thank you so much, Lindy. Great night. And best of luck in the tournament.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Saturday night, 7 p.m. national television. Our program, I don't know if it's ever been on national television, so make sure you either go to a watch party or create your own. Or
tell them, chime in, be there, somehow.
Support. What excuse you got?
Support your girls, guys.
Exactly. Lindy LaRock, UNLV Lady Rebels thank head you. Coach. We appreciate you. Have Good a great luck. Night, Lindy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Definitely, man. UNLV Athletics chiming in on YouTube as well on the video, man. We greatly appreciate that. But again, ESPN2, Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Watch the game, man. Support them. If you're watching it, post it. Post it on Twitter. Post it on Facebook. Let everyone know that you're supporting, that you're rooting for the team. The men didn't get any respect this year. Didn't even get an NIT bid. Not even a CBI, which is, you know, it is what it is. We'll leave it there. But you know what? Technically, they didn't have a losing season. Record-wise, UNLV men's did have a winning record this season. They looked good down the stretch.
They did. They pulled it together.
Correct.
You know, they pulled it together.
They had a good job.
They had some growing pains early on, which I think kept them out of the tournament, but who knows? Very real possibility that Kruger is able to bring his boys to the championship next year.
It's going to be fun, man. I think UNLV athletics as a whole is on the way up. If you've been following all of the moves
in the right direction.
Marcus Arroyo has been doing the last couple of days, changing up his coaching staff, man. He's just be ready. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying UNLV football is going to win a championship or anything like that, but they're going to eventually start growing. Yep. UNLV basketball, I believe in Kevin Kruger. I believe in his program and what he's doing. You just got to understand this was a different season. You had 9 guys come in from different programs and you're trying to create a team to win now. It was tough, but you see what Lindy's doing, man.
I think the biggest thing is both of these head coaches, Lindy and Kevin, are both creating a winning culture. And I think that's, beyond anything else, beyond the talent, creating that culture where the athletes know what's expected of the program is huge. And I think going forward, like you said, I think it's on the way up. Might not be this year, might not be next year, but if they can continue the culture, then I think that the Rebels are in for a very good decade.
Once again, you are tuning to Straight Bet Sports Live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. Jose V, Ian B up in the studio. Don't mind me. I'm just looking at some comments over here on the Facebook feed. Goose chimed in. He said he thought they were going to be a number 10 seed. He was surprised when they were a 13. I was kind of surprised they were a 13 as well with what they did in the regular season and in the tournament. I thought that they would have got a little bit more love there. They did not. Evan Guerra from Drumline AV, our photographer here now as well with Straight Bet Sports, says, go get them, Lady Rebels. Ms. Ballin D chimes in again, and she says, you can tell they enjoy playing together on the court. They have great chemistry. I agree 100%. The great Al LaRocque, baby's girl. Yep. Primo chimes in. Good luck, coach. And then JT cheering from Hawaii. Go Rebs. That's pretty cool, man. I appreciate everyone on the Shout Twitter feed, the YouTube feed, the Facebook feed. We greatly appreciate you guys. But again, if you're watching, drop that like, drop that comment, drop that share. We'll go from there. But now is the time to call 702-608-3259. If anyone's out there on the Twitterverse, Facebook, YouTube, and you're watching and you're listening, you want to give us a call. Maybe it's something we're not talking about, and you just, hey, guys, I have a question. What do you think about this?
Major League Baseball. Just like you want to talk about golf.
Let's put it to you this way.
We'll talk about it.
Let's have a Spaces-style show. And what I mean by that, just like you would when you jump into a space, they may not be talking about college basketball. They may not be talking about football, but you'll throw it out there and go, hey, guys, I have a question. Do you guys mind, you know, chiming in about this and give your thoughts? Go for it, man. 702-608-3259 is the number. But don't cuss. Thank you, Quan. That's one thing. We are a censored show. We do not use bad words. So please keep it PG. We greatly appreciate it if you do that.
Even though Jose does not sometimes.
I know I get in trouble. Quan reminds me all the time. I got to stop. But look, man, another shout out I got to give to is Mike Jones, man. If you guys saw the show last week, Mike Jones hit his contest in basketball. Good friend of ours on Twitter. He donated to the show. Also got another shout out from Plug. If you guys follow him out there, Plug in sports. He does his spaces every single day. He runs down every single sport. I'm talking about college football, basketball, everything that's on, full card rundown, which is crazy. He also hit me up and said he hit one of his competitions, one of his contests. He's going to donate a small portion of his winnings because it was a bit, but we're going to put it together and try to make a parlay here and try to hit some big. They've been giving out stuff on there, man. So again, gambling Twitter is the place to be. If you guys follow me, I'm on there all the time. I've been using Twitter like crazy. I'm talking about I fall asleep on Twitter sometimes. If you don't believe me, go on the spaces. Crazy thing, too, and we verified it. I have a picture and everything. Lennox Lewis, former heavyweight champ, former heavyweight boxing champ, was in a space with us last night. Didn't want to talk, had the speaker microphone. We looked up, verified the Twitter account. It was him. He jumps in spaces because one of the persons that was hosting it, I guess, is a good friend of them. So they like to follow him. Crazy stuff, man. You never know who's listening, who may be in there. Another person that jumped into one of my spaces that is now a good friend of mine, I talked to him literally on the daily once he's done getting off the field and coaching, is Okoya Dickinson, former Los Angeles Dodger. Now in the Dodgers organization, he is the Dodgers hitting coach for their first, their single A minor league team here. They're out in Arizona right now doing their spring training. He's agreed to come on the show next Wednesday, so that is official. We're going to have him on, which I thought it was perfect because we're still going to have spring training games, right? April 7th has been announced for the opening day for MLB baseball, so I thought, why not bring somebody on that's already in the mix, right? Someone that's part of an organization. Whether it's the minor leagues, he's part of the Dodgers organization, so he sees the talent. He knows the talent's out there. Some of these guys get moved around and traded, so we just want to get his thoughts overall on how he feels this year is going to be. I mean, I was having conversations with people at work today. I think this is going to be one of the more interesting baseball seasons to date because of the full season we're going to have, because of the things leading up to this season. So it's going to be fun. We're going to talk more baseball next week. We'll just leave it at that. We have a lot of football conversation to talk about right now. But before we do so,
real quick, shout out to Mike Davis, Coach Mike Davis, and the Vegas Nighthawks.
Yes.
They start their season, I believe, right? Their season Friday. Starts Friday.
Yes, so, Dollar Loan Center in Henderson.
Absolutely. So make sure that you go online, VegasNighthawks.com, right?
And yes, Mike, I know I haven't hit you up, bro, and I know you're watching. And
we've been lagging a little bit.
I know you're going to give me a hard time, but bro, Mike, you're going to come in the studio.
Yeah,
we're going to have a few of your players. And that's the thing. He hits me up talking about, he hit us up on Twitter. I'm waiting on my boys. And it's like, I apologize, bro. We'll get you back in the show, man. But we appreciate it. And of course, check them out. Vegas Nighthawks indoor football
tickets.
Team. If you're a football fan and you want to check out something brand new and shiny, the Dollar Loan Center, man, brand new spot. If you haven't checked it out, trust me, it's beautiful. It's the place to be. They just had the Big West Basketball Conference tournament there. Now they're going to have the kickoff there for the football season. Should be fun. But before we get into that, we have one more sponsor on the show. We already know that. He is our guy, Eric Navarro. I'm actually going to go see Eric this weekend. I need a cut. My son needs a cut. My beard's starting to come back a little bit, so I need him to line me up. But, of course, he is none other than Eric Navarro of Line Him Up by Eric, as you see here, 702-884-8138. If not on IG, Line Him Up by Eric. And, of course, download the Booksy app today. That's the easiest way to book your appointment. Shows you all the time slots he has available. Drop your comments on there as well after you're done. You like it, hit him up anytime. Once again, Line Him Up by Eric. Eric Navarro, 702-884-8138. We greatly appreciate his sponsorship here on Straight Bet Sports. And again, we're taking sponsors. If you guys are looking to sponsor the show, or you have a small business, or you know someone that has a small business that wants to do something, that just wants to promote their, whatever they got going on, hit us up, man. StraightBetSports@Outlook.com. If not, drop a comment here. We always read these comments later after the show. We'll get back to you. If not, hit me up, hit Ian up, drop us a DM. You have any questions about anything, hit us up. We'll let you know all the details. But Ian.
Yes. NFL.
NFL has been very, very interesting.
Man, this has to be one of the most interesting first couple,
hours.
3 days of free agency I have ever seen in the NFL.
Just
it's
sick.
Absolutely insane. If you're not paying attention,
the money
is just getting thrown around like it's Major League Baseball. It's crazy.
Hey, I'm sorry. We got to cut you off already. Looks like we got a phone call.
Okay.
Caller. We appreciate you calling Straight Bet Sports here on Gorilla Cross Radio. Remember, please keep it PG. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, 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 man. What it do? Straight Bet Sports. It's your man, Goose Thomas, man. What's popping with you?
How's it going, Goose?
Appreciate you calling in, my guy. What's good? What's on your mind?
Man, much respect, man. Ian, man, I respect your sports. Your sports acumen, man. Of course, Jose Reed, man. You know how I feel about you, brother. Really
appreciate
enjoying
that.
The show tonight, man. Y'all had the legendary Al LaRock's baby girl on the show tonight, man. Unbelievable. Just to see the cloth that she's cut from, and you know, doing her thing right now, man. It's just unbelievable stuff, man. Wish them the best.
How do you feel about the UNLV Lady Rebels? How would you basically categorize their season?
Scrappy. They're a scrappy ball club,
yes,
bro.
Yes,
really,
they are.
Really scrappy ball club. And when the seasons came out, I was really, really surprised. And I know you mentioned it, Jose, man. I was really, really surprised. But how many did they win down the stretch? What, 11 straight? 10 straight? Something like that.
They finished, for anyone that stopped paying attention, it was 26 and 6. So they had a phenomenal year.
A phenomenal year, man, and to win the outright, you know, Mountain West tournament and regular season, and to beat 13, I mean, that's good. I don't think the committee showed them a lot of love there, but I mean, again, just to be there and to make it. I mean, they got a tough opening round, man, against Arizona, because they're very well coached, ball club, very, very disciplined. But I think they got as good a chance as anybody, man. So good luck, Lady Rebels, man.
I agree, man. I think they got a chance to make it far in this tournament. I don't think they're getting enough respect. Yeah. And I'm just, I'm, as crazy as it sounds, I know this season isn't over. I'm excited for next season.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just excited to see what else they're going to do next season. Yeah. You know
like,
what I mean?
What new height can they reach? They've already done something that hasn't been done in 20 years. Like, where can they go from here? It's very exciting stuff.
Goose.
I can't remember the last time both teams, men and women, have been, like, exciting at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, it's always been, you know, Running Rebel Fever and Gucci Roe. And, you know, I'm kind of dating myself right there. But, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, just to have Rebel basketball, Rebel athletics as a whole, you know, with a buzz, I think is special.
It's something that the city needs, right? I mean, when I first moved here back in 2007, there was no pro sports.
Yeah.
Like, UNLV Rebels basketball was your pro sport. And prior to me moving here, I saw what UNLV Rebels basketball was, right? When the Lon Kruger years and all that, before they moved on from that. And it's like, this city needs UNLV. Take away the Golden Knights. I know people are happy and high about that, and they're happy about NFL or whatever it is. But at the end of the day, this city, for it to strive as a sports city, you need UNLV running Rebel basketball. And the fact that Lindy's doing it with the women, right, and putting that footprint – now, in a way, it kind of it puts a little bit of pressure on Kevin, but in a good way, right, Goose? Wouldn't you agree?
That's a great way. A great way. It puts great pressure on Kruger, man, because now, you know, usually with the basketball programs, it's usually the men that's outshining, you know, the women outside of the twins that were there. You know, a while back, that was all that the Lady Rebels. I mean, we're just gonna be honest, right? That's all the Lady Rebels had going for them when the Gonzalez twins were there, right? You know that social media
fashion.
Shine,
yeah.
You know that when Drake showed up to the game, everybody like, what the hell is Drake doing here? Yeah. Well, he's here to see the Gonzalez twins. He's not here for Lady Rebels basketball. Let's be honest about it, man. Yeah. So it's just good to see them, you know. Successful on a high level like that, man. So I'm proud of him, man, and I expect nothing but greatness from him, man.
Hey, Goose, before we let you go, though, man, I because we're going to jump into football, so I'll get your thoughts, and then we'll let you go, and then we'll give our thoughts on it.
I got some about those Dodgers, too, real quick before you jump into football.
Freddie
Wright, man. You better
treat Freddie Wright. Quad just jumped on you. Freddie Freeman.
You better treat him right, man. You better treat my boy right, man. That's my guy right there, man. 15 years in the organization, 12 years at the major league level for him. But to bring an MVP and ultimately a World Series title to my Atlanta Braves, man, just tremendous to see the growth of Freddie Freeman, man, you know, all these years, man. So treat him right, bro. What'd he get? Six years. 63, I think it is, 162. God bless him, man. God bless Freddie Freeman.
And the thing about it is, he got paid at the right time. And what I mean by that, he don't got to play the field no more if he don't want to. With the new DH?
Yes, there you go. With the new DH rules. And that's why I held out hope originally that we would keep him. Even when, you know, leaning into the talks with Matt Olson, who's a stud. I mean, we can't like shun, you know, Matt Olson. He's a stud, the kid from the Oakland Athletics that the Braves ultimately got to replace Freddie.
And signed him quick. They didn't even wait. They signed him quick.
Oh, no. There was no waiting. Eight-year 168. You're here.
Done. Yeah.
You're here. Sign on it. We already got the contract written up, bro. Let's go.
He showed up.
You know what I'm saying? There was no waiting. There was no waiting, man. But yeah, man, just to see the maturation of Freddie Freeman, man, was awesome over the last decade plus.
All right, Goose. So here's the football thing. We'll start with the because we'll get your thoughts on this and then we'll let you go. So we'll start the conversation here. So Randy Gregory, right?
Yep.
Randy Gregory decided to say, "Hold up, I could take a contract over here and not get in trouble for some type of substance abuse, and not stay in Dallas. I'm out." Now, it's not the first time that a player has been close to signing with someone else, and then Denver steals him. It happened with Emmanuel Sanders a few years ago.
Frank Gore. It happened the next day with J.D. McKissick.
So my question to you, what are your thoughts on that move. You're okay with it, right? I mean, you can't disagree with the guy for doing it.
I'm definitely okay with it, and not because of his habit. That's secondary when we're talking about sports, right?
Yeah, of course.
Just to know that he's going to, me, in my opinion, going to a better football team.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I think the Broncos, over time now, they're a little young defensively, but I think they can get that part ironed out. But if you look at their offense, they got just as many weapons as anybody in this league.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Look at that offense, bro. Look, and nobody's talking about this, but KJ Hamler is coming back off of a torn ACL. Nobody really got to see KJ Hamler, kid out of Penn State.
Yeah.
Nobody really got to see this kid, bro. Dynamic. When I say dynamic, he's dynamic in every sense of the word, bro. Their receiving core is set. Their backfield is set.
And now you got Russell.
Come on, man.
Oh, we going to get into this. This is
so. Would you say that Denver now is pushing themselves to be one of the AFC favorites? I mean, you got a guy on defense like Randy Gregory now to solidify that defensive side of the ball a little more, and you brought in Russell Wilson, and like you said, the offensive side of the ball was pretty set. They just needed that playmaker. Does this make them one of the top three, top five teams in the AFC, or where do you got them at?
Real quick, if they were in any other division in the AFC, absolutely. The fact is they have to fight, and I mean fight, out of that AFC West.
Yeah.
It is the Chargers have been beefing up in free agency. You got the Chiefs replacing their needs. And the Raiders are possibly – they have
Raiders
a lot of
cap, moves,
they have a lot
too,
of cap but. Space, so they could be making moves. That is easily going to be the toughest division in all of football next year.
So what do you think, Goose?
The Raiders just went and got, in my opinion, one of the top five pass rushers in the league, man, and Chandler Jones. I think that was gigantic. With them re-signing Max Crosby to a long-term deal, I mean, those two ends are just as scary as anybody in the National Football League. So I'm not sure what they're trying to do offensively, because we know that that's like their main issue. But defensively, they could be really, 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 really good. So it's going to be a crazy division, man, at AFC West.
Yeah.
And I think personally, I think the Chiefs kind of take a step back, to be honest.
I do too.
Like, I don't like their offense. They're dynamic. Nobody's like shunning, the Chiefs. But we all know what their real issue is, and that's defensively. And they end up losing one of their corners. He actually came to the 49ers, which is, I think, we signed him to a 3-year, $40 million deal. So we got him for cheap. And Tyron Matthew is shopping. So what are they going to do defensively? In Kansas City is my real question.
Although they did just pick up Justin Reed to replace Matthew, so
got you.
Got four years younger. He talented. Yeah. I'm not sure if he's as talented as Matthew, but he is very talented
Matthew
as well.
Tough,
so.
Bro. Tyron Matthew is tough, bro.
He is.
He's super tough, bro. Absolutely.
Tyron,
man, it's gonna be crucial, man. That division is gonna be crazy, and the Chiefs just aren't gonna be able to show up and win football games anymore. They're gonna have to play every single Sunday.
My guy, Goose Thomas. And let everybody know where they can find y'all, my man.
Oh man, you already know what time it is, man. Let the Ball Bounce Sports Talk Radio, man. 2 p.m. Pacific Coast time on Saturdays and 6 p.m. Pacific Coast time on Tuesdays, man. Right here on Gorilla Cross, man. And to add, bro. Our guy in Green Bay is gonna break the bank, bro. DA's gonna break the bank, bro. Yeah. Because
after what Christian Kirk got, he better break the damn bank.
Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase are about to be half a billionaires.
Bro.
it's gonna be nuts when they're free agents.
Break the bank. I'm thinking 30 million, because you just saw Amari Cooper get 25 a couple of years ago.
Crazy.
Come on, man.
He just denied.
Adams is more worth far more than, and he. They offered him 23 from the reports I read. They offered him 23 a year, and he declined it. So, I'm thinking more of the lines between 27 and 30. He's gonna break the bank.
Yeah, interesting stuff, man.
The internet will be broken.
Hey, Goose, appreciate you, my guy. Thanks for chiming
already,
in.
Man.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate you, homeboy.
We'll get you on the show. We're going to get you back in the studio soon.
Oh, man. Got to, brother. You already know.
Yes, sir. Have a great night, my man. I appreciate you. All right, man. Goose knows his stuff. But before we finish up to some our NFL, because we're running out of time here, we got about 14, 13 minutes now. It's college basketball season. You guys already know that. You guys already know what I'm about. I love doing brackets. I love doing all that. The Wise Guys, Diamond Club, Sosa, Spin Doc, Andy Sports, Rex, they got a tournament. A free one, as a matter of fact. You can win $500. Who else is giving you $500 to join a free tournament? There is no catches, no strings attached, no subscriptions to buy, nothing, none of that stuff. You literally, all you have to do is click the link, join the Discord, click the link for the ESPN, set up your name, put the code and everything, follow the rules. Very, very simple. What I'm about to do right now, if you guys are following it and you guys are watching on the Facebook feed, we just posted it out on the Facebook feed. So it's out there if you guys want to do it. Use those links. Go to that. Try it out. Again, it's free. You have to do it before the first games tomorrow. So everything must be in before 9 a.m., I believe it is, which would be, what is it, 12 p.m.? Yeah, 12 p.m. Yeah. East Coast time. So just make sure you lock it in tonight. I'm also going to post it on the YouTube page if you guys want to go ahead and do that. Again, Sosa, Spin Doc, Rex, Andy, they're giving away money. Yeah. Giving away money, bro. Literally. It's free. Again, if you're a college basketball person or you've always wanted to try a bracket but you don't want to put money out of your pocket to start, who else is going to give you the opportunity to do it again for free? So again, check the links that we're posting in there. They'll be on all of our feeds here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Sign up. Do the Discord. Call it a night. That's it. Sosa, appreciate you, my guy. Spin. Spin sending me a hat. You already know I love wearing hats. I talked to Spin. Spin sending me a Spin
Doc hat. That design is fire.
I'm ready to wear that hat, so I'm definitely excited about it. Oh, see what happens? I shouldn't even say that. Not everybody's going to want one. But once again, you're tuning to Straight Bet Sports Live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. Jose V, Ian B, Quan 5'9 behind the big board, hanging out here in the studio. We had Lindy LaRock on the show earlier, man. Big ups to them. Best of luck. Hopefully they come through. Hopefully they get a championship. Be nice, man. But we'll see what happens there. See how far they go in the tournament.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be crazy, like, bro. Second year.
Las Vegas would explode. Just people wouldn't even know what to do anymore.
Las Vegas would go insane, bro. Insane. Really? Quan's like, really? I don't know. But, man.
I think it would.
Look at this guy over here, Russell Westbrook. Anyways, I don't even want to talk about the Lakers. So, why did I even bring that up? Like, why would I even mention that?
Let go.
Anyways, we got about 10 minutes here on the show, and we still got a couple more football things.
We
got
to talk about your hat, man. And the person
Tommy
behind that
Tommy Boy
hat.
Is back. So here's the funny, crazy story, so we can get through this one real quick. The craziest thing about Tom Brady coming back is not Tom Brady coming back. It's not the fact that he said, I can still play. It's not the fact that he was good enough to not have to retire and continue to play. The funny part of this whole story is the guy that sold his last touchdown ball at auction for, I think it was
$518,000. Think of the irony of this statement right now. Hey, bro, I just got this $518,000 ball, but guess what? It's Tom Brady's last touchdown ball.
What up, Justin?
You're checking Twitter the next day, and he says, you know what? I got some years in me. It's like, oh my God, man, you have to be kicking the air, punching it, doing whatever. Hopefully that man's all right mentally, because that's
crazy,
that's
bro.
Crazy.
Like, you just spent 500.
A day later.
Wow. I don't know.
Kudos to the guy that sold it, though. I mean,
I'll put it to you this way. That's what you get for buying Tom Brady memorabilia. No, I'm just kidding. It's not a Tom Brady hat. It's
don't buy it until he's like 65 years old.
Until he's walking in a freaking walker.
When he's in a wheelchair, you can start buying memorabilia, but not a second before.
But real quick, man, we mentioned it earlier with Goose. Christian Kirk, ridiculous contract. I know you know about the whole details of it. This literally is going to set the bar, not only for Davante Adams, but for receivers in general.
It already has.
And real quick, no disrespect to Christian Kirk.
Yeah.
Look at his numbers. Very serviceable receiver. But he's not worth the contract that he got, bro. And again, that general manager, man, every other general manager in the league now is going, why? But you got to give respect to that dude's agent, bro.
Oh, you
that
dude's absolutely. Agent. Everyone wants to hire Kirk's agent. So the deal was $84 million. It breaks down to, I think, it's about 17.5 million per year with the incentive going all the way up to 21. I forget the exact details. I know you said that I have them, but forget the exact. There's a lot of different languages in a lot of these contracts that is making it kind of hard to follow all of them, unless I have it in front of me. However, I know Mike Williams just signed a $40 million. It's $60 million 3 years, but it's $40 million fully guaranteed through 2 years. So $20 million fully guaranteed for the next 2 years. That's Mike Williams, and then DJ Chark got a $10 million one year prove it deal off a broken ankle. So it's already shifting the wide receiver market, and I don't have a problem with players getting their money. They deserve that. They're putting their bodies on their line.
Correct. Pay them. But I mean,
pay them. My
these
problem
bars are being
is
set too high, bro.
Them setting these too high are really making it hard for these small market franchises teams, yeah, to actually entice players to come here. Because while yes, you can say, oh, they have the cap and they have to work against the cap, we've found out the cap doesn't really exist. I mean, you can move money here, there, everywhere. There's restructured. There's so many legalese, as they say it. You know.
Justin goes on Facebook. Yeah, by the way, what's up, Justin? He he says the ball is worth $50K.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen anything depreciate faster than that ball.
But, anyways, that was hilarious.
But yeah, my issue is that it's setting a precedent that I don't know if we can sustain.
It's crazy, bro. I think some of these guys are getting paid way too much when they don't deserve it. And that's the thing. These salary caps are going to get ridiculously insane.
Yeah.
You already have teams that are struggling. Like Green Bay, I know that they're going to do the stuff with Aaron Rodgers and all that. But they're still trying to figure out how much money they're going to be able to have to bring people in, bro, which is insane.
They had to let Za'Darius Smith go, which, by the way, Ravens have already made two major splashes, which is Za'Darius Smith, they're paying, I think, $30-40 million. And then Marcus Williams, the 25-year-old safety out of the Saints, stud safety. They just signed him for $70 million for a 5-year deal. So they're trying to beef up that secondary, which I like. I think that'll definitely help their team.
And one thing that I will say, calm down, Raider fans, because all I saw on Twitter when the whole Davante Adams, yeah, I'm not playing under a franchise tag. Oh,
he's coming here, right? Yeah.
Calm down.
Although, wasn't that your pick? Wasn't that your pick for destination?
I don't see it happening now. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love what the Raiders are doing, getting rid of Ngakoue. A lot of people are like, oh, they got rid of Carl Nassib. Good move there. No disrespect to Carl. But you look at the shifts and the moves that they're making, not only with the coaching staff, just in general with the players that they're bringing in, bro. This is what Mike Mayock could not do. Mike Mayock was bringing in guys he liked. Yeah. That was the difference, bro. They're obviously, this is just paper. They haven't played yet. Yeah. But if you see the style of moves that they're making, it looks like a general manager is making these moves.
Absolutely. However, I think they messed up in free agency. And
on what part?
I think they gave, because remember, they gave Crosby his extension before all of this started.
Okay.
Right. And I think that they were still planning on the wide receiver market to be like, I don't know, 12 million, 15 million range. But now you're getting Christian Kirk getting 17.5 million. You have Mike Williams getting 20 million. So that free agent wide receiver market is not what I think they expected it to be. And I think that large of a contract, because remember, they're giving Crosby almost 20 million a year.
Correct.
So, actually, no, almost 25 million a year, because I think it's like 98.3 over a 4-year deal. So they're giving him a ton of money, and I think that's going to backfire.
So look, man, we got 5 minutes. We'll see what happens. We can talk more college. We can talk more NFL next week, because we're going to have also baseball. So we'll mix in some more baseball, some more NFL, some more college. But real quick, man, real quick. Does Deshaun Watson end up in New Orleans? I say yes. Where do you think he ends up?
I'm actually thinking, from everything I'm seeing, there's a lot of sources that are saying that he's going to the Falcons. And
well, they've emerged as the front runners, right?
They've emerged as the front runners. Here's a key thing about that meeting that's interesting, is that Deshaun actually went to Atlanta to have the meeting.
Wasn't he from Atlanta?
Yeah, but everyone else, is he from?
He's from the Georgia area.
I think he's around that area. Yeah, but everyone else had to go and to Houston and visit him there. Right, he chose to actually visit Atlanta, and he does have a tweet. I think in April of 2019, where he said he wanted to play for the Falcons. So it'll be interesting.
So look, we're running out of time. We got a lot more we wanted to talk about that we didn't get to, but that's what happens when you're having fun, man. We had a great show tonight. We had a great guest. We had a call in, Goose Thomas. We appreciate it. We didn't expect the phone call, but it became a good conversation, which is what we want, man. That's what we want you guys to do. That's why the phone lines are open every single Wednesday night. Give us a call if we go off topic, but we talk sports with you. That's what it's all about. We don't have a script here. We're not narrated or any of that stuff. We're not following a line or anything like that. We just talk sports. We have ideas. We know what we want to talk about, but sometimes it's good to get those phone calls, man. So we appreciate Goose for calling in. Everyone that did chime in on all things social media, man. The social media has been picking up. I love it. Yeah. Our Twitter videos have been getting a lot more love. We appreciate that, man. All the retweets, the likes, the comments. I mean, even the stuff that we post now leading up to the show is getting a lot more love. So we appreciate everyone. I got to give love to the gambling Twitter community, as I like to call them. Everyone that's a part of that I hang out with on these spaces on a daily, man. They've helped the show pick up a lot more on that side of social media. So I greatly appreciate everyone that's a part of that. Definitely. Quan, for what he does for us here every single week, obviously reposting, you know, telling people to share the feed and do all that. We appreciate that. And of course, man, just the work that we get done here, man, it's awesome. But any final thoughts on you? Because I got to fire away at something that I got mixed into this morning, and I'm in the process of working to get something to prove my point as well. But we'll leave it at that for now. I'll let you finish off with your final thought.
I think organizations need to give their quarterbacks a little bit more time.
Okay.
I think that GMs are too and coaches and owners are way too easy to move off of quarterbacks. These guys are kids. We tend to forget that. They're kids. They're talented. Sometimes the game is just naturally born. It's in you. And sometimes there are little nuances to become great. Every one of us as talking heads, we love the game, but to be honest, we wouldn't survive a minute in the NFL. So I think that we just need to understand GMs, coaches, talking heads, we all need to give massive amounts of respect to the players.
There we go, man. Ian giving his heartfelt final thought here. First time we get him to do that. But my final thought tonight, obviously, if you saw Twitter, again, like I said, I'm high on Twitter. I'm doing so much on there. You see the screen there, Jose_Volonte. Check me out. Las Vegas Lights, man, it seems like I'm banned now, so I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Brett, I'm not sure what happened, my guy. One thing that I have realized about you as an owner, though, is that you cannot stand the heat, ever. Because whenever someone says something that you do not like or you do not agree with, you ban them automatically. There's other members in the media that are highly respected above me that actually do this for a living that you have banned just because they've spoken their mind on something factual. I don't understand what your problem is or why you don't like me anymore. Communication has been completely blocked from me. I email you guys, I get no responses. I message and call you all the time and I get no response from you unless you've changed your number or you blocked me. I don't know. But the one thing about me, and it was brought up to my attention, and I respect that from the people that listen and follow the show, from some Lights FC supporters. The reason you got banned, Jose, is because you ask the questions that the fans want to know that no one else will ask. That's the truth. At the end of the day, I'm a fan, so I'm going to speak my mind and ask what I ask. I didn't get into this game for anyone to love me or respect me or agree with me. I came into this game to ask the questions that I want answers to. And if you don't like that and you feel that maybe I put you on the spot in certain situations, then I do apologize for that, my man. But the one thing that I will make clear, like I made clear on Twitter, I have never, ever, nor will I bash the organization nor the team. I have only bashed you, my man, as the owner. I have 1,000% supported this team through merchandise sales that I bought and just all other things that I've done to support this team. you guys don't want me to be a part of it anymore, it is what it is. I'll still be there. I'll still buy tickets. I'll still go. You don't want to give me credentials? All good. I appreciate everyone else that does. But till then, I am Jose V, ENB, Quan 5'9", Straight Bet Sports. We appreciate you for Lindy LaRock, our coach. For the UNLV Lady Rebels, best of luck in the tournament. Till next week, we are out. Peace.
Later.